I thought it was an interesting watch, and I will say that as someone who took the job at UMass as their broadcaster 2 years after Calipari left, I saw a lot of people in the first part of that show that I knew. There were some stories that were different to me. There were some stories that were left out, and there were some stories that I knew, you know, exactly word for word that they were talking about in its time at UMass based on, you know, what I had heard when I took over there. And I guess one of the questions I always asked is, you know, you look at what John Calipari's done, if he'd have stayed at UMass, would they be Gonzaga? Would they be a team that'd be going to Final Fours forever as opposed to going to two NCAA tournaments since he's left?
Yeah, Calipari going to take the Nets job after. I do want to get like more, if you're, you know, in depth about it, because again, you're, while maybe not a part of the experience, you knew a lot of people who are a part of the experience and how accurate it is. But to kind of widen the lens here a little bit, like Calipari, for example, is he the face of college basketball right now? Top three in terms of notable figures in the sport? Like Coach K with Duke is one probably still, right? Calipari has to be in the top three, I would imagine.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And he's a guy that's very gregarious. He likes talking to the media. He's a guy that's had really good teams at Kentucky. He's been around the scene for a long time. I think when you look at, you know, a guy like Rick Pitino, he's probably on the backside of his career. Mm-hmm. But I think John Calipari still has way more good years in his looking forward and than looking at the back rearview mirror.
In a sport, and really every sport needs polarizing figures. He's the biggest polarizing guy in college basketball. Correct me if I'm wrong, but nobody has more positive things or on the other end of the spectrum, more passionate in the negative direction to any one figure in college basketball than Calipari.
I would say he reminds me a lot of Bob Knight in the sense that Bob Knight, while being totally different personality than John Calipari, the people who loved Bob Knight would run through a wall for Bob Knight. And the people who don't like Bob Knight can't stand Bob Knight. So I think there's probably, when you look at larger-than-life figures in college basketball, I would put those two as far as that would have the most, you really like them, you really don't like them. I don't think there's a lot of people that are in the middle on either one of those guys.
Yeah, and we can't have another Bob Knight, just our environment of where we are in society in 2017. There'll probably never be another Bob Knight style of coach ever again. So we might be done with a guy like him. So Calipari is what we got from now on. And then number three on the list, is there anybody who's had necessarily more of an impact on the game itself right now of college hoops than John Calipari in terms of recruiting, what teams strive to have on their team, embracing certain players who might not be there for very long? It seems like Calipari, at least at the top of college basketball, because then you get down to levels where, well, we aren't dreaming of recruiting the guys who are top 40 prospects and will go on to the NBA. But as far as the game at the top, there's not many who've had more of an impact than him. So with all that in mind, I feel like he is almost a national figure of college basketball. He's not just Kentucky's coach. You know, is not, he goes beyond the realm of being a coach of one individual team. He is a college basketball figure.
And I think he's been a figure for a long time. He's worked his way up at different jobs. He certainly had a lot of off-court issues where, you know, there was questions about what Marcus Camby was given, what John Calipari knew, the Derrick Rose SAT scores, was he aware of that, leaving both UMass and Memphis under, you know, less than stellar situations. Now at Kentucky, I don't think he's had any real issues at Kentucky, has he, other than players leave after 1 year?
Yeah, nothing that really jumps to the top of the list. Yeah, Derrick Rose is the last official NCAA thing that really they got involved with. But like, on that note, the documentary itself, it kind of told the story of John Calipari from his beginning, his coaching career, to what he did at Massachusetts, to him leaving to the Nets and taking that job and that being a disaster. But it was really told from the perspective, at least from my opinion on this, of being really sympathetic to Coach Calipari. Mm-hmm. Like, I almost thought, like, in a way, that was a recruiting tool, because every negative thing that was brought up had the perspective of Calipari, why it wasn't exactly his fault, or he couldn't have done anything, or he didn't know, and anything that was a positive, it was Calipari so loving and he cares so much about the players. Do you buy his act? Because a lot of people would be, oh, this guy's just out here, he's a used car salesman, man. He'll go out here and sell you anything and tell you everything's great, and he's not in it for the people around him, he's in it for himself.
John, I think, is in it for himself, but he's also all about family. You listen to him talk about his parents wanting to make a better life, comes to UMass, comes to Memphis. I think he's all about, if you are a member of his family, player, coach, somebody that's worked with him, John Calipari is one of those guys that will go to the wall for you, no matter who you were on the staff. So I think in that respect, I think they painted it right, because I think that's the way he is. Is he cutthroat in recruiting? Probably.
Yeah.
Has he done some things that, like one of the stories they didn't mention, and he denied it, saying that it did not happen, was there was a rumor back in the 80s when he was an assistant with Pitt that somebody had that said that Lou Carnesecca, was the coach at St. John's, was dying of cancer. Ooh. Well, Mr. Carnesecca is still alive right now, but a lot of people attributed it to him as an assistant at Pitt. It was never proven, but it was just one of those things in the recruiting trails that, you know, kind of gets said by somebody, and somebody gets pinned with it, and he was the guy that was pinned with it.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's funny, because on that same note, and maybe it's somebody who was in that circle too, of Jim Calhoun, former coach of Connecticut.
Shocked that he was in the video. Shocked. Absolutely shocked that he sat down and would speak about it, because they did not like each other. His comment was, John Calipari coming to New England, he wouldn't have known what chowder was and wouldn't know, you know, to park the car in Harvard Yard, which is sort of the Boston accent. No, they did not like each other, and they never played when Calipari was the coach at UMass.
And it's not like he was pretending when he was in the documentary. One of the things at the end, and again, sorry if you guys hadn't seen it, to kind of spoil one of the quotes there, but he was not with Calipari, basically kind of saying he represents what is wrong about college basketball today, which goes to the one side where some people think Calipari almost represents everything that's right with college basketball and what it should be, especially given what the rule setup is right now. And then there are some people who are on the opposite end, and the end that Calhoun is on, that says Calipari represents everything that's wrong with college basketball. Where do you stand on that?
Probably sort of in the middle. Because I think Calipari has done a lot of great things, and has done a lot of great things for the players that have played for him. But I also think that, like anything, you look at some of the things, you know, pushing the envelope in recruiting. And come on, Jim Calhoun, look at yourself, too. You're part of college basketball. I think every coach that's been at that level and that it's won has probably had their enough of recruiting battles where their hands probably weren't that clean.
Yeah. I would probably be more on the side of he represents everything that's right, or at least given the environment that he's in. Because, again, it's not his rule that the one-and-done thing came into existence. That was an NBA rule that they put in because they wanted older players in their league. So what that did was cause these guys who would normally be high school guys going into the draft, they instead decided to go 1 year to college. And on that note, like, Calipari was the one guy, perhaps at least the first guy, to say, we're not going to put up the charade that you're going to be here for 4 years. We're going to prepare you to be a pro in 1 year because that's what you want to do.